The next case from our working group was a 74-year-old woman with metastatic pancreatic cancer who received FOLFIRINOX but had to discontinue oxaliplatin after 3 months because of neurotoxicity. 6 months later, she developed disease progression, and the working group was curious about how the faculty approaches the use of oxaliplatin while using FOLFIRINOX in a situation like this where the patient develops neuropathy.
Well, I mean, first of all, you don't want to push a patient to severe neuropathy because about 20% of patients on oxaliplatin will have permanent neuropathy, and you really want to avoid that. So I do agree with stopping oxaliplatin for significant neuropathy. Now, it's not clear in this case whether the patient was just taken off all treatment and then progressed 6 months later, but if that's what happened, I would probably just re-challenge with FOLFIRI and not reintroduce the oxaliplatin.
And here's a poll question sort of related to that. What's your second-line therapy, Andrew, in a patient who gets first-line FOLFIRINOX and then has disease progression? Again, I think this is one of the points of the update to the ASCO. The audience, most of them say GemNab. Do you agree?
I agree, GemNab, absolutely.